They seized him, and led him away, and brought him into the high priest's house. But Peter followed from a distance. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard, and had sat down together, Peter sat among them. A certain servant girl saw him as he sat in the light, and looking intently at him, said, "This man also was with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." After a little while someone else saw him, and said, "You also are one of them." But Peter answered, "Man, I am not." After about 1 hour passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Truly this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." Immediately, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. The Lord turned, and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the Lord's word, how he said to him, "Before the rooster crows today you will deny me 3 times. And he went out, and wept bitterly. The men who held Jesus mocked him and beat him. And having blindfolded him, they were striking his face and kept asking him, "Prophesy, who is the one who struck you?" They spoke many other things against him, insulting him. As soon as it was day, the council of the elders of the people gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and they led him away into their council, saying, "If you are the Messiah, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you won't believe, and if I ask, you will not answer me, or let me go." From now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God. They all said, "Are you then the Son of God?" He said to them, "You say that I am." They said, "Why do we need any more witness? For we ourselves have heard from his own mouth."